You're in tune with Idaho Matters. I'm Tom Michael. Culinary coach and chef Christina Murray has a long resume that includes a culinary health education certificate from Harvard Medical School. We'll dig into that. To being featured in Redbook magazine, to helping low-income families create easy and affordable meals. Christina, who's based here in Boise, is launching a new endeavor, a class for kids, and she's joining us live in studio to talk more. Welcome, Christina.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So first, tell us a little bit about yourself. That was a short resume. You're not just a chef, you're kind of an activist when it comes to food. This is a big deal.
Right. Healthy eating and accessible food is very important to me. I actually went to culinary school, and I was taught by all French chefs in my culinary school based out of New York City. I went with the intention just to provide education, so I actually got my food politics degree in conjunction with my culinary certificate in order to become a well-rounded chef to be able to educate people.
Interesting. You know, major figures like Michael Pollan are not just authors. They really help inform public health and public health policy.
Right. I really, really enjoy his work. So, yeah.
So you've taught many courses and you've even created some recipes while working with Boise's Urban Garden. Maybe help us understand what that is.
Boise Urban Garden School is part nonprofit and part with the city of Boise, and they have a very small urban garden over off of Ustick where they have a kitchen that utilizes everything that comes from the garden. And so last summer, I developed a curriculum for them where I wrote over 75 plant-based recipes, and we used over 3,000 pounds of vegetables in the kitchen that summer, and we fed over 300 kids, and only two of the kids didn't like what we ate, and I did not give them meat at all for the entire summer. So it's a pretty amazing program.
That is, where were the kids based? At what schools?
They were just all over Boise. You could just enroll with the city of Boise. They're very affordable classes. So that's a separate program from the education stuff that I'm working on.
All right, the parents out there are going to want to know what vegetables worked.
What vegetables? Everything. We just did. When I wrote recipes, I write recipes based on formulas, so everything is swapped out. So it's farmer's veggie lasagna, farmer's chili, and so it's just 2 cups of vegetables, and it's whatever you have in your fridge. So, you know, sometimes your tomato plants do really great, and sometimes your zucchini plants do really great. So it's literally just a medley of whatever vegetables we had in the garden at the time, and there really wasn't any vegetables that the kids didn't want. It's just preparing it and seasoning it properly is what they really, really liked.
So that farm-to-table experience is also what's available right now in Idaho in our farms and our gardens, and that dictates what the ingredients will be.
Right, exactly. I had to learn to pivot. I'm a planner, and I wrote out all my recipes weeks in advance, and then I didn't have the ingredients, so I just had to use what we had in our fridge.
So working directly with kids, well, really with families, right? These are the decision makers when it comes to mealtime.
Right. So that's actually something that's very important to me. I also used to be the head chef at Sur La Table in the Village in charge of their culinary program, and that is a much higher end demographic and stuff like that. So I pivoted from all adult classes mostly there all the way to Boise Urban Garden School, which was kids, because I thought I needed to start with kids in order to make the biggest impact. But what I found was the parents were the ones that had the purchase power. So now with the new program with the business I'm launching, it's going to be family classes, so you can bring the kids and the families together.
Christina Murray, a chef, is our guest for this segment of Idaho Matters. And next up is something called Create and Take. It's a class for kids. Now, I'm going to ask, Create and Take seems pretty self-evident, but why did you call it that?
I called it that because it's an after-school program where kids create food and learn classic French techniques that are healthy, and then they get to take home dinner for a family of five.
So you qualified classic French techniques that are healthy. We think of our wonderful early days with Julia Child and all the sticks of butter she threw in there. But you say that is healthy. What about French food?
So it's really just technique-based. Mm-hmm. So French cooking is supposed to be the foundation of all cooking. Some people can actually beg to differ with that, but that's neither here nor there. Just proper knife skills, sauce-making techniques, just all the proper foundations that you need in order to build on that. Without uniform cooking, your recipe essentially fails, right? And so when I say classic French techniques, it's not really the recipes. It's more of just how we actually prepare it. And then we swap it out for healthy ingredients.
Let's talk about at-risk or low-income families. In some ways, with the rise of mass-marketed food, food is cheap, or certain types of food is considered cheap. What are you trying to teach when it comes to low-income families that can't, you know, they might walk into a boutique store and think, I can't afford that high-priced organic item. What can I do?
I tell people to buy what they can, and I actually am working with the Department of Education right now in Title I schools, and part of my programming with writing that curriculum is creating recipes that are affordable. I just taught my second class last night, and I had how many people did I serve? I served 35 people, and I got the food cost down to $2.25 a person, and they got to take home leftovers.
Christina, how did that class go? Like, what were the questions that they asked last night?
Where I shop.
Where you shop.
Yes. That's the very first thing they ask. And then they also just want to know how I do it. And it's really just finding staples that are filling and healthy, such as beans or rice or pasta, and then minimizing that and then going into the vegetable section and finding the ones that are the best price per pound. Sometimes that's local, but sometimes local and organic isn't accessible. So instead of putting the stress on yourself for just being local and organic, just try and eat a vegetable. That's all that should really matter right now.
It seems that in America, when it comes to vegetables, generations ago, it was kind of boil it to death until it's tasteless. And now this techniques of frying. Is that another lesson that you've carried over?
Techniques of what?
Broiling a vegetable.
Right, right. So another recipe that I teach a lot is sheet pan dinners, and it's where you just toss some sort of vinaigrette with a little bit of salt on your veggies, and then you just roast them that way. The flavor really comes out with that. It's actually called Maillard reaction, and it's a denaturing of the amino acids and sugars and stuff in the food, and that actually is a flavor release. So it actually makes it taste a lot better that way.
So these ideas of flavor release or seasoning, people might think, okay, rice, beans, this is an affordable food staple, but gosh, I get bored by it. But what you're saying is what you can bring with just fresh vegetables, what's in season, and also how to prepare things can make a world of difference.
Right. Seasoning your food is everything.
So tell us about the classes. If people are interested out there, that's coming straight ahead. I think you have some classes over Boise School District spring break as well.
Right. So that's actually a separate program. So I'm launching a business within the Guru facility downtown in the Idaho building, and it's called Season and Taste. All of the recipes will be on seasonandtaste.com. But with that, I'm going to be having after-school programming. Right now, it's Mondays and Wednesdays for the Create and Take program. And then this upcoming Friday, February 7th, it's a sold-out class, but I'm doing a family cooking class that's a pasta and pie-making workshop where they get to make heart-shaped raviolis and heart-shaped pies because I love Valentine's Day. And then I'm doing a Boozy Brenner adults-only Galentine's class on February 8th where it'll just be lots of brunch foods for dinner.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Brunch for dinner. And then it'll be create and take classes and stuff after that. So the calendar is up through, I think, the end of March right now. And I hope to add tons more classes.
Mondays and Wednesdays, create and take, seasonandtaste.com. Tell us about the certificate, the health education focus at Harvard Medical School. You might think culinary, medical school, those are kind of divergent paths.
I was working with a physician just doing some things with food politics and stuff like that. She flies to Washington, D.C. a lot, and I had the opportunity to attend a lifestyle medicine conference with her at Harvard, and I was one of two people that weren't doctors, and I was able to obtain a certificate after I went to that where I did this programming that I believe it was 8 or 12 weeks of programming where I had to do lots of video calls and just education. And the purpose of that is for physicians to get more of a nutritional education. And so it basically allows me to get more of the medical side of it with the nutrition side of it. So that way I can't advise people because I'm not a nutritionist, but it just gave me one more component to be even more well-rounded and to be able to give back as much as I can.
I know you're not a nutritionist, but with that medical background as a chef, if there's one thing, if someone said, well, I listened to Christina Murray on the radio and she said this one thing that would kind of improve health outcomes in our daily diet, what would it be?
I would say to pick one thing that you eat every single day that you know is really, really bad for you and try and eliminate that. People focus too much on trying to change everything from a huge perspective, and lifestyle changes start with small incremental changes as opposed to looking at the really big picture. Then people tend to get really overwhelmed. Mm.
Chef Christina Murray has been our guest today on Idaho Matters. Season and Taste is a place where you can find out more. Also, you can read about her upcoming classes. Thanks so much for speaking with us. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Tom Michael in for Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News.